KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A fire weather watch begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 51. North winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 32. Tonight, clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 39.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. A cell phone ban in Kansas public schools is one step closer to becoming law. The House approved the Senate's amendment version of their proposed ban yesterday. The governor has stated she was ready to sign the bill when it hits her desk, implementing a bell-to-bell cell phone ban in the classroom. Many school districts have already rolled out similar policies. And a Douglas County judge will not temporarily block a new law limiting bathroom use in driver's licenses to a person's gender at birth. The court rejected plaintiffs' request for a temporary injunction against the bill while the legal battle against it plays out. One of the judges says the court doesn't have enough information to provide this order and that it was not yet demonstrated how the law violates constitutional rights. I'm Marina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are higher with the strength in crude oil. May beans are up 17 and three quarters at 12.19 and a half. July's up 17 and a quarter at 12.32 and a half. May corn's up 7 and a quarter at 4.59 and a half. July's 7 and a half higher at 4.70 and three quarters. Cattle are down sharply, pressured by direct trade and the Dow. April live's 220 lower, 230.17. June's 227 lower, 227.92. April feeders are down 6.55 at 343.12. And with spillover from cattle and a lower midday move in pork, April hogs are down 80 at 95.27. June lean's 175 lower at 108.92. Brownfield.
Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems in Beloit. Putting our community first isn't just a promise, it's what we do every day. And now, that dedication has earned national recognition. Mitchell County Hospital has been named one of America's best in-state hospitals for 2026 by Newsweek. For our rural neighbors, this recognition stands for something important: trusted quality care, an exceptional patient experience, and advanced services right here at home, close to where you live and work. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, nationally recognized care right here at home.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Some internet feels like chasing a four-leaf clover. You spend all day looking for it and still come up empty. One minute everything's working, the next you're stuck in a loading loop that spins longer than a St. Patrick's Day jig. Lag sneaks in, buffering crashes the party, and suddenly your movie night turns into watch the wheel and think about it. That's where Cunningham Fiber comes in. No guessing games, no crossed fingers, just fast, dependable internet that keeps your shows streaming, your games running, and your whole house connected without a hiccup. This St. Patrick's Day, bring a little luck home. Make the switch today at ctcfiber.net or call your local office. Cunningham Fiber, your lucky connection all year long.
Direct cash cattle business is underway and cash hogs are up at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's a light scattered round of direct cash cattle business taking place. Live deals are marked at $235, $5 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business in the north is at $372, $8 lower than the prior week's weighted averages in Nebraska. Look for business to take place and continue to develop over the balance of the week. At the Kingsville Livestock Market in Missouri, steers were uneven. Calves weighing less than 500 pounds were sharply higher. Heavier weights were $5 to $8 lower. Heifers also sold uneven, mostly $5 higher to $5 lower. Calves weighing less than 400 pounds sold with a higher undertone. The USDA says demand was good for grazing cattle and lightweight calves. Demand was moderate to good for midweight calves and yearlings. Supply was moderate. Medium and large one feeder steer, 602 to 648 pounds, brought $423 to $475. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 707 to 742 pounds, brought $359 to $366. Box beef was higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.27 at $395.94. Select was $1.85 higher at $388.62. Cash hog prices are higher at midday with a huge negotiated set of purchases. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts this week, and that momentum is carrying over into today's business. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which continue to pace above year-ago levels. Demand overall has been relatively strong, but has shown some reason for concern about its strength long-term. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 37 cents with a weighted average of 93.05. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of 93.11. The Western Corn Belt's 41 cents higher with a weighted average of 93.11. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were a dollar lower at $66. And pork values were lower at midday, down 72 cents at 93.38. Ribs were down sharply. Loins, bellies, and butts were also lower. Picnics and hams were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State baseball knocked off Wichita State 7-5 last night in Manhattan. Wichita State took a 3-1 lead after two homers to right field in the third inning. Before in the bottom of the inning, D. Kennedy would homer for himself and another run would score on a sac fly. And in the sixth inning, a go-ahead triple from Carlos Vasquez helped K-State pick up its fifth consecutive win over Wichita State. Again, that was at Toyton Family Stadium. K-State improved to 12-4 as they're set to host South Dakota State tonight at 6 p.m. on ESPN+. Wichita State fell to 11-6 as they welcome in Butler for a four-game series beginning Thursday at 6.05 p.m. All four games will be on ESPN+. KU and number 17 TCU matched up in a non-conference game last night that was halted due to inclement weather in Fort Worth. The game is set to resume any time now. When the game resumes, Kansas will trail 9-2 with one out in the top of the ninth. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
High school basketball last night, it was the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays winning in the state quarterfinals in Salina over Flint Hill, 62-41. In that game, Grant Goodacre had 2, John Mick had 2, Edward Hrenek had 22, Caden Raby had 11, Gabriel Roderick had 15, Caden Phillips had 2, Dominic Eilert had 8. The post players, Raby, Eilert, and Roderick, had 12 of the 16 in the third quarter to break up a relatively close game through three quarters. For the Flint Hills Mustangs, who finished 18-8, their 41 points were Jacob Hunter had 23, Charlie Ferris had 6, Caleb Grunder had 3, Ty Finley had 2, Taylen Scribner had 2, and Mason Randall had 2, and Taylor Carroll had 3. Other scores in the Class 1A Division 1 state boys basketball, it was Central Plains 57, Canton Galva 34, South Central beat Kiowa County 38-23, and it was Norwich beating Flint Hills 49-41. So tomorrow night at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, it will be Central Plains 25-2 versus South Central 21-4 in one semifinal. The other semifinal will be St. John's Tipton, the Blue Jays 22-2 versus Norwich 23-4. In other state games yesterday, Class 1A Division 1, it was Axtell 68, Hutch Central Christian 44, Cunningham 58, Weston 29, Hanover 100, Deerfield 52, and Lebo topped Victoria 46-40. Class 2A girls, it was Ellenwood 55, Rossville 48, Eureka 51, Oakley 45, Moundridge topped Valley Heights 63-48, and it was Sacred Heart beating St. Mary's Colgan 52-42. Class 3A boys, it was Wichita Collegiate 106, Wellsville 60, Holcomb lost to Silver Lake 47-37. It was Heston over Scott Community 60-25, and it was Burlington getting past Heritage Christian Academy 59-44.
John Singer, Singer Construction, not a new name in construction. John has over 25 years of construction experience. He'll work with you to meet your design specifications and project requirements. If it's a metal building, office remodel, or concrete work, John and his crew will bring you quality work at an affordable price. Call for a bid today, 785-545-4494. For all your commercial, agricultural, or residential needs, Singer Construction, Glen Elder, Kansas.
KD Country 94. It's the best country.